Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your queries regarding the upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Brother Miqdad. He's an Islamic researcher in the Hawza Ilmiya of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for accepting the invitation after a long, long, long time.
The pleasure is all mine, alhamdulillah.
Well, in our previous episodes with you, we discussed the positives and negatives or pros and cons of social media, how they affect teenagers and what we should be doing. Now, I wanted to ask you that there are a lot of parents who are okay with, like, leaving their children and teens with for like more than 2 hours on screen, whether they are games or animations, and that too unsupervised. How can we bring awareness to both the parents and these children about the dangers of this?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, so this is a very important question, and unfortunately we see this very often, as you mentioned. Parents somehow are very lenient or Perhaps out of lack of awareness of the dangers of video games and social medias. When I say dangers, inshallah, we'll talk about them in today's shows. And so it's important that we bring awareness to parents that leaving your children unsupervised. When we talk about children, we're talking about from the age of these days 2 to 3, all the way until their teens. To leave them unsupervised in front of the screen, even if it's games that are considered as children games, or perhaps you've kind of seen that there's no, adult content on it, then you perhaps feel that this is okay.
All right.
I want to show today that, inshallah, we need to really review how we deal with this and at least be aware of the challenges that we are facing when it comes to the screen as generally. And inshallah, we'll talk about the different types of screens and see that there is a concern that we need to have. This is the first step. See, before we start talking about, okay, what should we do about this, etc., I want to over here just kind of bring this concern, as you mentioned, because of parents who are very perhaps unaware or easygoing when it comes to their children watching TV playing games.
All right.
So I'd like to talk about five major challenges that can come about when we are faced with the screen.
And what are those?
So I'll mention one, and perhaps it'll take more than a few shows to discuss this, but we can go them and discuss them and give examples as well.
Sure.
This can be for parents. So if parents are listening and you're joining us on the show, then these are things that we can think about. At least be aware of these challenges that come when our children are in front of the screen. But it's also for youth and teenagers that are watching this show and are also very much into video games, very much into animations, very much into Netflix and whatnot. For you to be aware of the things that you are consuming, because really we are consuming this, what has been given to us and fed to us on TV or on the screen. And so this is important for both categories of listeners, inshallah.
True. Brother Miqdad, you said that it's important for parents as well as the children to listen and analyze what is being fed to them. Inshallah, we'll expand this after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Brother Miqdad, and we are talking about the effects of animation and screen and the knowledge that parents and children both should have. Yes, Brother Miqdad.
Before I mention the 5 points, just let me define. When we talk about screens over here, I want to kind of have a broadened definition over here. We want to include video games.
All right.
We want to include animations. We want to include movies or cartoons, or basically the world of animation, the world of video games, that which we are seeing only and that which we are actively engaging in as well. So whether it's video games or other types of games that we are engaged in. So this is what we're talking about, screen. So I'll give examples as we mentioned these 5 points, inshallah. So the first point that I like to highlight over here is that when we are in front of the screen, we have to understand that although we count this as entertainment, the producers count this as education. So we have this, and I think we mentioned this previously as well, that at the highest level of policy making, it's there, you can search it online as well. The policymakers of whether it's Disney or Pixar or video games count this and are very open about this, that this is part of our education of society, education of the youth. So they are trying to portray a worldview to you or portray a particular type of values or goals or principles or
beliefs
to you through these channels, whether it is through animations or through video games.
Yeah.
So this itself tells us, kind of opens a red light for us, and so a warning light saying, okay, hold on a second. If right now I'm just giving my child to a teacher who is going to then teach his children in a very amazing way as well, because perhaps one of the best ways to teach somebody is through subconsciously, through the world of imagination, such as movies and video games, and pass on values and virtues and life principles and life goals and then a whole world view about how to perceive the world, basically.
Yeah.
So this is how it happens. So this is really brings about an awareness. And obviously, these things are in the hands of people that are very often not believing in God, not believing in the faith that we have. They have no concept of a hereafter. This is a worldview that is purely humanistic, purely secular, a non-godly worldview. And therefore, what they're portraying out there is something that's completely opposite to perhaps what you want your children to grow believing in.
All right. Well, Brother McLeod said that parents have to be aware of the fact that whatever the kind of animation or fantasy or world kind of things are being shown to them, their children, they need to be aware of that because the thing that is being shown may carry its own worldview, may carry its own beliefs, may carry its own policies and ideas, and it may be feeding us that, and parents and children both need to be aware of that. We'll talk more on that with you after a short break. Tell listeners, don't go anywhere, stay tuned to IRIV English Radio.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "No father has granted a gift to his child better than good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIV English Radio. I'm with Brother Mikhtar. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we're talking about the animation world and fantasy world and how, what are its impacts on children and how parents can help them. Yes, Brother Mikhtar.
So just to illustrate on the point that we mentioned, take one particular type of worldview, and that is that girls should be free and should be free, right? And the definition of freedom is to go against their culture, is to go against the belief that their parents have, is to go against their faith, to go against everything that has come down from their parents.
That is traditional.
That is traditional. And okay. To explore the world. And to explore the world means basically to break all the rules.
All the stereotypes.
Right? So this always often goes against hijab, often goes against the very fact of belief that we have. Mm. And this ideology, you can see it in so many different ways in different. So just to give an example, Brave, for those who've watched animation Brave, or Moana, for example, or Tangled. These are a couple of years old for the new generation, perhaps. But these are animations that you've seen have exactly the same message out there, basically, that you're a girl. And to be able to be successful, to be able to be amazing, to be able to be, let's say, beautiful, to be able to be something great, you have to go against your parents, you have to go against your culture, against your beliefs.
Against,
you have to go
all and explore those the norms.
World. Exactly. Break rules, basically. Explore the world. Get out of the house, basically.
Yeah.
That kind of one theme that is portrayed in so many of these animations. I've just given you three examples, but it comes out across in these animations and in video games as well. You see the same things as well. So just to give you one idea, one example of how worldview is portrayed through these animations. Another example that we could give is the example of this game that's right now is probably one of the most famous games in the West, at least, Minecraft. So for all those who play Minecraft, I remember I was speaking to a young boy. He was maybe nine years old. And I had a long conversation with him about Minecraft. And literally I was asking him, okay, because you know when we used to play video games that have a goal, right? You have levels to pass and you have a bad guy to kill at the end or whatever it is basically. So I asked him, okay, what is the goal of Minecraft? So he gave me one goal that you have to build something, whatever. And I asked him, okay, what about after that? And then he said this. And then what about after that? And then this carried on for literally for 10 minutes. We just kept on talking about what do you have to do next? And it just went on. And you realize that basically Minecraft is a sandbox game. A sandbox game means that it is a game that doesn't have a particular goal. You have to
just taking you from one level to another level.
No, there's no levels. It's just a game that doesn't have a particular purpose. Rather, you have to make your own purpose. So you've got different things to do, different tools and different things that you can build with. Mm-hmm. And you have no rules and you have no defined goal that you have to go and kind of search or fulfill. But rather, you have to be creative in a way to build your own purpose. Now, this, in one aspect, you go, okay, this is great. This is exactly what children should be doing. Correct. But this is based on a worldview that it's called existentialism, if you want to search up, teaching you that we don't have a purpose in our life and we don't have a goal in our life. We have to make our own goal in life, basically.
All right.
Whatever you are in this life is in your own hands, and you make your life whatever you want it to be. You make your success whatever you want it to be. If you want to be this and you define success as this and your purpose as this, then well and good, this is what your choice is.
All right.
Well, this is completely different from what Islam says. Islam says that you've been created with a purpose. You have a fitrah. You're supposed to reach a perfection. That's a defined perfection. That's an eternal, absolute human perfection.
There's a goal. There's a purpose.
There's a path, basically. It's not just a blank check that we've been created with. But you see how this game kind of is built on a particular worldview that is portrayed in this type of...
In these type of animations and games. Thank you so much, brother, for being with us. Thank you so much for providing so much information. We'll talk, inshallah, more on that in another session. Thank you so much to our listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for us, please feel free to contact us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. You can listen to this program again on our official website, that's www.parstoday.com. Until another session, fi amanullah, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest.